Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's
Hope Day.
Whoa! What a morning! I'm enjoying another Monster Energy Zero Ultra with taurine.
That's because our fall break is beginning tomorrow for us.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
That's because I have a 4-month-old at home.
4 months. Wow.
4 months. Almost five.
She looks like she's 2 years old.
Yeah. She's she weighs as much as a...
Is she crossing her legs and stuff now? You know,
no, she can sit up, though.
That's amazing.
Roll over, all those things. Eating real food, solids.
She must get her agility and stuff from her grandfather.
Oh, maybe. That's why she falls all the time.
She kicks a lot, so
she's always moving. She kicked me once in the face so hard, I thought something was broken.
She also bit him in the nose, which is kind of funny.
She's going to be the first female kicker in the NFL. That's what we're going for. That's what we're shooting for. She's going to buy me a house.
It's fall break week. This is episode 1759. MTSU fall break is this Saturday, beginning October 11th and lasting through Tuesday, October 14th. No high school sports this week. Oh.
Woo!
Due to fall break.
Correct.
I thought we would get some music. No, my phone went off, though.
Who at 6:14? It's crazy.
What? It is crazy. Oh, now my music comes off. It is crazy the calls you get, though.
And they're all spam.
That was not.
Oh.
Personal call.
Oh.
Okay. MTSU football hosts Missouri State tonight at 5 p.m. airtime. This weekend, Tennessee hosts Arkansas. Vanderbilt is off, and the Titans are at Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas!
Las! Oh. Sorry.
He's so negative.
That is negative.
That was good.
I think they need to just lose the rest of the games, get another number one pick, and screw that up too.
Whoa. You'd make a great like you know those like ESPN radio shows that they broadcast on TV? You know those hosts, how they're always just so negative and rude?
Yeah, but he is so nice to high school football coaches.
Yeah,
he talks
true.
To them. He's like super nice, and you know they don't really know him like I know him. Like
nobody
you know
does.
Him.
No yeah. one does. Even the listeners of the show, because sometimes he'll say things and he'll be talking. And he'll be like, "Yeah, John, you're so good. And he's just being mean and he's flipping you off and stuff. No, he would never do that.
6 o'clock hour, he's a little wilder.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But at 7 o'clock, he becomes whoosh, Rutherford Issues Brian. You do. You really do. I don't know if you realize it, but you do
like
that.
Like Wonder Woman spinning and
putting
on. Like,
and then all of a sudden, hello again. I'm Rutherford
Issues.
Hi
and hello there.
He hates you. He hates that when you mock him like that.
I know.
And you get that. All right. Best of shows tomorrow and Friday this week. 70s show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And 80s on Friday. And we'll be basking in the sun. By the way, it's going to get cooler tomorrow. It's going to be like, I think, 65 for a high.
It'll be
nice.
Covered up in...
I'll be wearing sweaters and stuff. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
A nice little sweater basking in the sun. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. That's true.
I love the fall.
We just ramble, don't we? We don't really, you know...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our whole M.O., I think.
That's true. I got to tell you some things, though. We are sponsored today by... Oh, wait, my phone. I got to put it on there. America's Thrift Stores. New deals away. They're open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Grab one-of-a-kind finds or name-brand items at low prices. Head to americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more. Your wife found a whole bunch of bargains a couple weeks ago.
Yes, she did. And more bargains than she bargained for.
And more bargain than you were going to pay for.
Yeah, and one of those shirts would fit around her big toe.
Well, oh, geez.
Found a couple little trinkets there.
My daughter and I, I'm taking my daughter, we're having a half day together.
Aw.
I got her to squeeze it into her busy schedule. Half day with daddy. And we're going to go furniture hunting, I think. Yeah.
Nice. You need a rug. That was the thing.
You need a couch for free, folks. I'm available. Call up at the radio station. It's a great couch.
Looking for a couch.
It's free, dude.
Oh, well, yeah.
You'll come and get it. You can have it. All right.
Oh, that means I got to come in. I have the truck. If you need a rug, that was the thing I was most impressed with from America's
they
Thrift.
They got good rugs,
and they have a lot of them, and they're pretty cheap. I mean, we're talking like 15-foot rugs for $60.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Like $60. It's pretty good.
That's
good deal.
Pretty good. Anything under 100 in a rug, you're doing pretty good. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 49. And then Thursday, sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
In the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees stayed alive in the playoffs, coming back to beat top-seeded Toronto 9-6. New York trailed 6-1 early. Blue Jays still lead the best-of-five series 2-1. But Aaron Judge led the comeback in New York. 3 hits, 4 RBIs. He tied the game 6-6 in the fourth inning with a 3-run homer off the left field pole. Teammate Jazz Chisholm with a solo shot in the fifth got him the lead. Seattle's up 2-1 in its best-of-five division series after winning at Detroit 8-4. It was an 8-1 lead in the top of the ninth after a 2-run homer by Cal Raleigh. The Mariners hit 3 home runs in the game. The 2 National League Division Series each resume on Wednesday. In the NHL, season openers went to Florida, 3-2 over Chicago, and victories for Pittsburgh and Colorado. The Bengals acquired quarterback Joe Flacco from Cleveland. The Colts signed kicker Michael Badgley with Spencer Schrader injured.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, you could tell we're about ready to have a day or two off.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
I will have to say the recorded versions of us is better than the real us.
Well,
you won't be disappointed in the morning at
what's
all.
What's really funny, what I love about our best of shows is they always, we always record them at weird times. And so we're all, and we never want to be here, and they're always really funny.
I mean, they usually are.
Yeah. Because we're just done.
You get the best of us. It's the best of show.
Or it'll be like, we'll do it after we're done with a show. We'll record a best of, and we're just like, we don't care.
Need to come up with a better name than best of.
It's just an of show.
Just kind of gets everybody's hopes up.
I don't know why. If they've listened to this show, they shouldn't.
Maybe we could call it an archive.
Best of the worst.
Relic. Relic. Okay, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. Time for our song of the day as we move along quickly here. Misrepresented song lyrics.
This is what we've waited for. This is advice. This is why the president is on the line. It's 99 Red Blue Dog.
This is a great song. This is our last misrepresented song, I think.
It is.
That's what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted.
Interrupted? I didn't even get to introduce what we're going to do.
You introduced the song, you just didn't say the name.
We're not at a bachelor party where you're playing DJ, you're being Mr. DJ here.
You see him on his turntable?
Yeah, he's been, and he's making the noise too.
A little Nina with 99 left.
Oh,
blues.
And he stole it from you.
99 nights of the air.
Last one, too. You didn't even get to do the last misrepresented song there.
Well, you can say why it's misrepresented. Nobody's
go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Takeover.
Well, this is a fun German new wave pop song, people think. But no, it's actually a Cold War-era protest about nuclear war starting accidentally.
Okay, well, good neighbor. Come on, that's next. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got to eat a donut.
No? Madison, go ahead. God, you're hurting her feelings. Go ahead.
It's you.
No, it's you. You go ahead.
I'll do it.
I'm
worry.
On vacation.
Madison Armstrong is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a great friend and co-worker. Madison Armstrong will receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at WGNS. The Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown and nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
I'm glad you did that right, or he would take that over, too.
How can you submit a good neighbor, John?
I don't know. I never listen to what you say. How do you submit one, Brian?
Make your bright-eyed bushy tail.
Well, it's National Pet Obesity Awareness Day. So
it's what?
National Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
Oh.
So for those chunky pets out there.
I really heard something else.
It's National Obesity Day, and he looked right at me. Okay.
Well, that's not what I heard. It was far from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pet Obesity Awareness.
6:24. At least I got to close it.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The federal government shutdown wreaking havoc across Tennessee airports. Overnight operations at Nashville International were delayed after the FAA reported that no air traffic controllers would be available for nearly 5 hours. A nearby office was able to help maintain some level of operations, but not without delays and confusion for passengers. Dozens of flights were delayed throughout the night, and in West Tennessee, the Jackson Airport says their major carrier, Denver Air Connection, is facing funding cuts due to a budget not being approved. The airline receives financial incentives for serving rural areas. Denver Air says in a statement they will continue scheduled service as long as possible. Results are in for the District 7 congressional race. Republican Matt Van Epps will face Democratic challenger Afton Bain. Van Epps won with nearly 50% of the primary vote in a largely Republican district. Van Epps received a presidential endorsement just days before Election Day. State Representative Afton Bain had a more narrow victory, earning 27% of the total vote in her primary. The two now face off in the general election on December 2nd. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
The FBI says its agents alone have made 132 arrests in Memphis since launching the SAFE Task Force last week. The operation involving the FBI, the Tennessee National Guard, and state troopers targets violent crime in what the agency calls its most dangerous city of 2024. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, glad you're aboard with us this morning. We've got Good Neighbor Events, Rewind, another check of the weather, our first look at traffic, all coming up in just this hour, along with the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 657 before CBS News. And I'm talking with my hands like Brian does. Why am I doing that? Stop. Okay. I don't ever do that. I don't ever talk with my hands. Here I am doing it.
Makes you excited, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think it's because of the air. I'm getting trying to warm up a little bit.
Maybe you're getting a little bit of the starting
to get a little cold.
You're just getting a little bit of the oversplash from the Monster Energy White Zero Ultra with taurine.
I need you to do something for me, Dalton. I need you to look up the top 10 French fries that are popular in America. I had that information I was going to talk about, and I've lost it. So I'm going to let you do that.
I had the Steak and Shake fries with beef tallow.
This is a list from allrecipes.com. Yeah, they're very good.
Well, instead of using whatever oil they did before, they're using beef tallow now.
They're very good.
Does that make it better?
I think they do taste better.
Dalton says they taste better.
I think they taste better.
That Steak and Shake.
Yes. I think
did you Uber that? I mean, did you...
I drove by and got a burger and fries, and the fries, I mean, they're promoting all over Steak and Shake that they have beef tallow. That's what they cook their fries in instead of...
Chick-fil-A also moved from oil to beef tallow for their fries.
But now I heard that they didn't. Some people didn't like that.
I like them better, personally.
I think they changed the fry itself, the waffle fry itself.
I see. Okay.
These are the best and worst fast food
fries. Now, if Steak and Shake beef tallow fries are on there, I'm going to
be... They might be. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know when this list came out. And it's got several rankings. It's going to rank freshness, crispiness, saltiness, ability to eat alone, and an overall ranking. This is number 12 on the list. It's Popeyes. Popeyes came in last place. Freshness, they got a 4. Crispiness, a 3. Saltiness, a 2. Ability to eat alone, a 1. And overall, a 2.5 score. I don't know if this is out of 10 or out of 5.
Yeah.
But
probably
5. Burger King came in next at number 11 with a freshness of 4.5, a crispiness of only 1.5, saltiness of a 3, ability to eat alone a 1, overall 2.5.
Oh.
Dairy Queen's next on the list. Freshness of 5, so good, solid, fresh French fries. Crispiness a 3, saltiness a 1, ability to eat alone a 2, overall a 2.7. Arby's Crinkle Cut Fries, which are newer. Freshness, 4.5. Crispiness, a 4. Saltiness, a 2. Overall, a 3.1. So better. We're moving our way up. This is a French fry I really like, actually. It's my favorite kind of French fry, and it's KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. Those, like, whatever they put on the outside of those fries,
they're
really
more
good.
Like potato for wedges.
No, not those. Those with the whatever. Yeah, they got the same breading outside that potato wedges have, kind of. Freshness, a 4. Crispiness a 4, saltiness a 3, overall a 3.2.
Man, it's slowly going up.
Slowly. Five Guys. Freshness a 5. The perfect 5.
Yeah.
First one. Crispiness got a 3, saltiness a 2, overall a 3.3 on that one.
Sometimes they aren't as crispy as you'd want them.
No, yeah, I do sometimes like them though, most of the time.
Yeah. Sonic Got a 4.5. These are for their regular fries, not their new groovy fries, their regular fries. Their freshness got a 4.5, crispiness a 3.5, saltiness a 3, giving their overall score a 3.3. Now, Arby's is back on the list with their curly fries. Yeah. Arby's curly fries has a freshness of 4.5, a crispiness of 4.5, a saltiness of 2, bringing their overall score to a 3.5. That was number 5 on the list. Number 4 on the list. I thought Five Guys. Did we already have Five Guys, I thought?
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys Style Fries is here. I don't know if that's different. I guess it is. Freshness of 5, crispiness of 3, saltiness of 4, 3.7. Oh, it's their Cajun fries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's their Cajun fries. They got a 3.7. Chick-fil-A comes in at number 3. Freshness of 4, crispiness of 5, saltiness of 4, overall a 4.2. Number 2 on the list, McDonald's. Freshness 5, crispiness 5, saltiness 5, overall a perfect 5 for McDonald's French fries. And the number 1 on the list, a surprise, Wendy's. Freshness 5, crispiness 5, saltiness 5, overall a perfect 5 on the Wendy's natural cut fries.
Isn't that actually a tie with McDonald's? Was it McDonald's
so.
A 5?
Yeah.
So.
You know one thing, if you get McDonald's fries hot, you can't beat them.
Nothing better.
Well, and a fry you can eat cold. The only fast food French fry I've ever had cold and been like, yep, this is still pretty good, is Hardee's. Hardee's French fries are really good even when they get cold.
Let's celebrate now with some Today in History here.
Turn to Turner Security.
American soldier Alvin York single-handedly attacks German gun nest, killing at least 25 and capturing 132 Germans. He was a pacifist, too.
And he was from Tennessee, and that's why we have the Alvin C. York Medical Center here.
1945, microwave oven is patented. 1971, John Lennon releases Imagine.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
And that's going to do it for Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks standing by at 6:33 with more, I guess, looking back in history.
Some more of what happened today in history.
It's the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
Back when the West was very
October 8th, 1958. The premiere of Bat Masterson, starring Gene Barry.
He wore a cane and derby hat.
In 1968.
Stars shining bright above you.
Mama Cass Elliot makes her solo debut at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. She canceled the two-week engagement after opening night.
Agents can't be trusted.
October 8th, 1993.
I'm going to love running this place.
The release of the sci-fi action hit
Demolition Man.
Starring Sylvester Stallone.
Jump in and say hi.
And Wesley Snipes.
Pass is over, John.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Time for something new and improved.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 49. And then Thursday, sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Good morning. We've already had a couple of accidents and some problems out here up through the Antioch area. Just give yourself a little bit of extra time. It's getting heavy right on schedule, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on the interstate here on 24 westbound as you come past 840. Again, headed towards the Antioch area on 24. 65, steady flow of traffic right now down through Madison as you come past Briley Parkway. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best together.
rid of your pet.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events. There's a big open house this Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Smyrna Fire Hall No. 6. That's at 3640 Morton Lane. And that's this Sunday. Oh, don't forget, the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Phone 800-RED-CROSS. There's a free grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro, and it's free. You hear us talking about greenhouse ministries. More and more people are wanting to serve as volunteers, and your help is needed. They are now offering three grief support orientation sessions. As always, the Thursday morning session at 10, and now also Wednesday afternoons at 2, plus another new volunteer orientation session on the last Saturday of each month at noon. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here, and certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and due to low ratings, the dad joke of the day will be preempted today.
Well, John, I think he really needs something special today to bring him back up from yesterday. A poor performance on the
very
dad joke
poor.
Yesterday.
I was so disappointed.
Historically, maybe the worst joke he's ever told. He's going to need something very special and very good to make up for that.
Well, if anybody can do it, it won't be Brian.
That's fair.
Okay.
But he might get lucky.
Never know. Brian?
What sound does the chicken's phone make?
I don't know what.
Wing, wing.
Wing, wing. Chicken, wing. Get it? Chicken.
Yes.
Wing, wing.
I don't know that that was quite the joke he needed.
It wasn't the one I was looking for. But it was better than yesterday.
It was better. It was not a double thumbs down minus minus. But I do think
it was just a thumbs down.
It was probably just a thumbs down, yeah.
So improvement. Is,
improvement.
Improvement is very important.
Recovery.
He's completely lost it. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew at 641.
CBS News Brief. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today, and Mayor Brandon Johnson has a question.
The governor of Texas should be worrying about Texas. Why he all up in my business?
Both the city and state have filed lawsuits. The government shutdown now entering its second week, and air traffic controller sickouts are affecting more airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The percentage of on-time departures nationwide has ticked down over the last several days as these staffing issues have increased.
James Comey is headed to court to face charges of obstruction and lying to Congress about approving leaks to the media during testimony 5 years ago. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The former FBI director, fired by President Trump in 2017, has denied wrongdoing, but he will face two criminal charges at an arraignment at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Federal efforts to combat violent crime in Memphis are showing early signs of success following a sweeping operation launched this summer. Operation Viper, a multi-agency initiative led by the FBI and supported by 13 federal agencies, including the DEA, U.S. Marshals, and the Tennessee National Guard, resulted in over 500 arrests and more than 100 federal indictments. Senator Marsha Blackburn praised the operation, noting a significant drop in major violent crimes and property crimes across the city, although firearm use remains a concern. The initiative was followed by the formation of the Memphis Safe Task Force and additional support from the Trump administration through an executive order. Officials believe the task force is empowering local police, who are currently short-staffed, to more effectively target gang violence and repeat offenders. Blackburn continues to push for stricter federal policies to ensure violent criminals remain behind bars. Meanwhile, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is calling for an expansion of the Education Freedom Scholarship Program in the upcoming state budget. The voucher system, which launched earlier this year, has already seen overwhelming demand, with nearly 42,000 families applying for just 20,000 slots. Though many scholarships were awarded in urban and affluent areas, lawmakers like Representative William Slater argued that the program offers vital education choices for families across income levels. Critics, including Representative John Ray Clemens, argue that expansion lacks transparency and data, calling it fiscally irresponsible. The impact of these proposals could influence future education access for families in Rutherford County, as state leaders weigh the cost and reach of the program. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Results are in for the District 7 congressional race. Republican Matt Van Epps will face Democratic challenger Afton Bain. Van Epps won with nearly 50% of the primary vote in a largely Republican district. Van Epps received a presidential endorsement just days before Election Day. State Representative Afton Bain had a more narrow victory, earning 27% of the total vote in her primary. The two now face off in the general election on December 2nd. Dolly Parton's sister is asking for prayers in the latest update about the superstar musician. Freda Parton asked for prayer on a Facebook message Tuesday afternoon, saying that Dolly hasn't been feeling her best, noting she believes the singer will be okay, though. Parton recently postponed her Vegas tour, citing health challenges. She also missed the announcement on Dollywood's latest attraction, mentioning that she had kidney stones. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Charges have been dropped against former Knoxville and UT police officer Anthony Rizzo. He was arrested in Georgia last December on stalking charges, but prosecutors filed to dismiss the case in August, citing insufficient evidence. A related fugitive charge in Knox County has now been dropped as well. The court has sealed Rizzo's records, and details can't be released without a judge's order. Rizzo was fired from UT police after 7 months over alleged off-duty conduct in Georgia. He previously served with the Knoxville police until May 2024. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. And, folks, it's going to get a little cooler tomorrow.
Which means it's going to be way cooler in here.
We've had off and on showers, and tomorrow, I think a high of maybe in the 60s.
Well,
maybe.
Don't complain. You won't be here.
Neither will you. We have the best stuff tomorrow.
It'll be around 70 something for the high, I think.
I'll be here in spirit. Am I on that best of show, the 70s one?
I don't think so. Not.
I don't think I am.
No,
Why not?
I think you are.
Yeah. You've never done a best of show that you weren't on it.
I thought there were some of the decades best of.
What
guys
is another
did.
Name for best of? I mean, come on, man.
I think best of works.
Best of what?
Maybe like in the Wake Up Crew in syndication.
Wake Up Crew leftovers.
Rerun?
Rerun, yeah.
Because we do like episode. We kind of talk about this like it's a TV show. Mm. It's a rerun of the Wake Up Crew.
Does the best of kind of bother you because
we're horrible. Our show
good.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is definitely synonyms for best of, grand prize winner, champion, top pick, best of breed, outstanding winner, excellent choice, supreme champion, premier selection, ultimate choice. That's what best of means.
Yeah.
So does that really describe the show?
The Wake Up Crew, what did I say, the first one? Rerun?
Rerun. Well, I said that one.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a character in a 70s show named Rerun?
Yes. You know, the one you ruined by speeding it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should call it the we go to the Wake Up Crew archives.
Let's try Leftovers.
Leftovers, that's what
I
said.
Wake Up Crew Leftovers. Yeah. Previously Enjoyed.
That's too high of a bar.
The episode we couldn't be bothered to redo.
Oh, there you go. There
you go. You're getting hotter.
Vintage Mediocrity.
Oh, hey, I like that one.
Vintage.
Back by No Demand. Because we didn't wake up either. From a time when we were only slightly more awake.
There you go.
Stale Jokes.
No, we already have those.
The Wake Up Crew Extended Nap Edition. Deja Vu Radio. The Remix That Nobody Asked For. Encore, but not in a good way.
Encore, that's the encore. Word.
Encore, there you go. But not in a good way.
Well, take it however you want it.
Greatest Hits
what
and
What are you
misses.
Eating over there, by the way?
Donut balls.
Golly, you're just like guzzling them.
I'm hungry. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh,
I like vintage.
I do too.
What about vintage episode?
Okay, vintage episode of the Wake Up Crew.
It's not really that vintage though. It was like last year.
So from henceforth, it will be called vintage episode.
Dun, da, da, da. Yeah, vintage.
You know, it was a trend like a year ago.
Can I have a donut? Can I have one of those?
I think they're gone.
Okay.
So
I bought you a dozen.
I didn't eat but four.
Me and you split a bag, and he just ate an entire bag by himself.
Oh, was that yours? Sorry.
Well,
I bought them anyway.
We don't have time to talk about anything else because we spent so much time on the new name, the vintage
episode.
How about classic? It's kind of like a good car.
Classic
there was one episode that we all liked.
Yeah, it's a classic episode. That doesn't mean it's necessarily good. It's just classic.
It was leftovers. We liked leftovers.
Yeah, I like leftovers.
I also
too.
Liked previously enjoyed and maybe tolerated. That one was funny.
Oh me. Man, I'm a little worried. Okay, no, I got him. Okay.
Henceforth, classic episode.
Classic.
Classic
Do
vintage.
Do we really have classics?
I think leftovers may be the one that
leftovers.
Really, yeah. The wake over.
And we could do like our intro for it could be like a microwave sound, like beep, 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 beep.
Or an air fryer. See, that's what it originally sounds like.
That's are you stalling?
No, it's not. That's goober. Goober. You just can't do that, can you? As hard as you try. Okay, I'm going to do it one more time for you.
Are you stalling, waiting for him to play the open?
No, just play it. Good Lord.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Will that become a vintage leftover?
Okay, Paul Hogan, born in 1939. He was in Crocodile Dundee. Remember that movie? Okay, maybe not.
I don't.
1948, I do. Johnny Ramone, American rock guitarist of the Ramones.
Well, that takes it out of the vintage category.
1949, Sojourney Weaver, American actress. She was an alien, working girl, and... Ghostbusters. And it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
And Bruno Mars has a birthday, 1985, and along with Matt Damon. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here are the local birthdays for today. Harry Horn, Melissa Miller, Lucky Knott, Scott Keegan, Deb Ensel, Garnet Jack, Jan Young, and Robin Nash. Happy birthday.
Melissa Miller?
Did you get her anything?
Yeah, you know better than that.
I just
that
ate
question.
Those donut holes. Sorry.
Big spender. Wow. Birthdays? Okay.
Don't have time.
Okay. Sleek Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call. Text.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear, lows drop to 49. And then Thursday, sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those meters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Good morning. They're in the cleanup stages of this crash over here in Bordeaux. Southbound, Briley Parkway at County Hospital Road. It's been a little bit slow over here for the last 15, 20 minutes. Again, just make note of that. It's still running slow there. Southbound, Briley Parkway at County Hospital Hospital Road. It's getting heavier now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. All that traffic coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You could say the heat is back on.
Brother, you are going down.
Oh, Al Pacino there from the 1995 classic crime drama Heat. That starred Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Val Kilmer. The sequel, Heat 2, now officially back on with Jerry Bruckheimer producing. Michael Mann is back to direct. No word yet on casting or if Pacino will be back, but we hear Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Driver, and Bradley Cooper might be circling the project. What, did you think we were not going to have Taylor Swift news? Come on. No matter how you feel about it, it's got Swifties divided. The life of a showgirl has officially moved 3 million albums and counting. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. It's 6:58, and Madison Armstrong is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a great friend and co-worker. Madison's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're over at 117 South Academy Street and WGNS. And don't forget, this Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. The Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. America's Thrift, they're at MLK Junior Boulevard in Middle Tennessee, right there at the corner. And there you're going to discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces, unique treasures, brand names, and deals that are just unbeatable. That's America's Thrift Store, now open. They've had the grand opening. Stores packed, big aisles, clean store. Go on by. 10:30, Dr. MLK Junior Boulevard.
And we'll be back with more. Hour number two starts in just a few minutes.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
National Guard troops mobilize in Illinois.
Their mission, protect ICE during the ongoing Operation Midway Blitz.
Day in court for James Comey.
I'm innocent, so let's have a trial.
Air woes mount in government shutdown.
Today, ground stops are possible in multiple major airports.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Texas National Guard troops are expected to deploy in Chicago today, but a judge could order them home after a hearing tomorrow. Here's CBS's Usher Qureshi.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard arrived overnight yesterday. Sources familiar with the operation tell CBS News that they're stationed at the U.S. Army Reserve Training Center in Elwood, about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. Now, the deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents. Illinois officials have accused the Trump administration of purposefully creating chaos as a pretext to rationalize the Guard's deployment. As we await a federal judge's ruling on whether the troops can enter Chicago, President Trump on Tuesday again floated the idea of potentially circumventing the courts by invoking the Insurrection Act.
Now to Washington, CBS's Scott McFarland says it's arraignment day for a former FBI director who's been criticized and targeted by President Trump for years.
8 years after he was fired by President Trump, former FBI Director James Comey will face off with Trump administration prosecutors today. Comey is charged with obstruction of a congressional proceeding and making a false statement when he denied authorizing leaking information to the press during Senate testimony in 2020.
I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
This week, the president continued to celebrate the criminal case.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
The Department of Justice filed the charges just days after the president urged the attorney general, Pam Bondi, to do so in a social media post saying justice must be served.
I am not going to discuss any conversations I have.
In a heated Senate hearing Tuesday, Bondi said she didn't see the president's post as a directive.
President Trump is the most transparent president in American history. And I don't think he said anything that he hasn't said for years.
Comey has denied any wrongdoing and has been a fierce critic of the president's. Former Department of Justice prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says it's likely Comey will soon ask a judge to dismiss the case.
Essentially, he's going to argue, among other things, in his first motions, that this is a vindictive prosecution. And unlike most other cases, he has quite a load of evidence to bring to the court.
Flight delays are spreading nationwide due to staffing issues triggered by the government shutdown. Air traffic controllers are working without pay. Here's CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Day 8 of the government shutdown has flyers bracing for more delays. Tuesday, the surge in air traffic control staffing issues hit Nashville's airport with delays topping 2 hours.
It's ludicrous that we are dealing with this.
Fueled by an increase in sick calls, staffing shortages are rising. A CBS News data analysis finds the FAA has flagged more air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels in the days since the government shutdown began than have been seen since the summer of 2022 when the post-COVID travel boom sent delays and cancellations soaring. Former FAA executive Mike McCormick worked as a controller during past government shutdowns.
I'm sure there are controllers that are very concerned about how am I going to make this work.
And for government workers who've been furloughed, there's a new stressor, a draft memo that questions whether those workers should get back pay when the shutdown is over. Back pay has happened routinely after other shutdowns. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
In the Oval Office yesterday, President Trump seemed to be saying that it depends, that some federal workers will get back pay and some won't. But I have to say that really seemed mostly to be an attempt to ratchet up the pressure on Democrats because Congress actually passed a law after the last shutdown in 2019 that said all federal workers, whether they're essential workers or furloughed workers, they're all going to get back pay once a shutdown is over. And congressional leaders from both sides said yesterday that's exactly what they want to see happen this time around. And at the end of the day, important to note that it's Congress that makes these appropriations decisions, not the president.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider reviving Republican Congressman Michael Bost's challenge to an Illinois law that allows mail-in ballots in that state to be counted up to 14 days after Election Day. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The congressman is arguing that as a Republican, he was at a disadvantage in his last election in Illinois because the rules were changed that allowed mail-in ballots to be counted as long as 14 days after the election. Apparently, Democrats vote by mail in greater numbers. The question is whether he had the legal standing to bring the case since he won the election.
Politico reports the Trump administration's considering selling some of the government's $1.6 trillion student loan portfolio to the private market. About 45 million Americans owe student debt. Such a move could strip away protections for student borrowers that exist now. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who condemned recent FCC pressure, has now crafted legislation, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
Cruz is one of the few Republicans who has challenged the Trump administration's handling of free speech issues, including its push to have late-night host Jimmy Kimmel pulled off the air. The Wall Street Journal reports Cruz's bill would codify protections against government-driven censorship and would make it easier for consumers to win monetary damages in lawsuits. Cruz says he'd be willing to go on Kimmel's show to promote the bill.
A new report suggests money often matters when it comes to longevity.
Low-income people over 60 years old die an average of 9 years earlier than high-income older Americans. Generally, researchers also found that middle-income older Americans are also dying younger than wealthier people. The study from the National Council on Aging and the University of Massachusetts says it could be due to an inability to pay for care as they age or the stress of financial instability. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Three scientists share the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Omar Yagi of Cal Berkeley, Australian Richard Robson, and Japan's Susumu Kitagawa for their work on metal organic frameworks. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 49. And then Thursday sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's been struggling over here in Bordeaux for the last 45 minutes or so on two separate accidents. It's being cleared up. Hopefully things will get to moving better here on Briley Parkway southbound. One was near Ashland City Highway. The other one close to County Hospital Road. Again, both wrecks were southbound on Briley Parkway that are now in their clearing stages over here in the Bordeaux community as traffic loads up 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car and truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
No middlemen.
No mystery.
Just fresh-picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
Good morning, Angel.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, in this scenario, you out there listening, you're the angels.
I thought we were the angels.
Wait.
Look at you. Look at me. Look at John. There are no angels here.
You're not seeing this dance that I'm doing.
What about my dance?
Well, if I
do that. We call this one the John.
I'll spend my days of vintage episode listening in the bed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm planning on doing that anyway.
Well, like, can't get out of the bed. Anyway, it is Wednesday morning. It is hump day.
Woo-woo.
I do that pretty good. You do.
And
hump day.
You know what sound you can also make?
Do you know this hump day?
You tried, man. You tried. He's quit trying.
For people that don't understand, that is from Sea Hunt, a show I used to watch when I was a kid. And the oxygen would come up out of the air into the sea, and that was a tank noise. Oh, that was close.
That was better.
Oh, no, he misses up at the end. It's not.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, but you've got to bob your head like that. That's the only way I think you can do it.
It's getting worse.
Stop it now.
Yeah, boy. Now my back's out. So
John, as retaliation, I think you should do the song of the day. Since he stole it from you this morning.
It's October the 8th. I didn't steal anything.
The song of the day today is
1759 episode. Oh, were you talking? I'm sorry. I'm hello? Hello?
My mic off.
The song of the day
is
Love Balloons by Nina.
This is what we've waited for. This is it, boss.
This is war.
Okay.
This is a great beat right here. My childhood, all wrapped in one.
A big balloon?
No, this song.
The Cold War. The threat of nuclear annihilation.
Well, that was part of my childhood.
That's his theme song.
Well, that's our song of the day. It's our last misrepresented song lyric. Starting next week. We've got, you know, vintage episodes the next 2 days. But starting next week, we will have Halloween songs.
Yes.
So that's kind of the idea. It's fall break week, so I hope you're enjoying that. Middle Tennessee plays football tonight on WGNS at 5 o'clock pregame with the old pro, Dick Palmer, and J.P. Plant hosting the pregame, and Big Joe on the go, and Chip Walters. Chip doing the play-by-play, thankfully, in that game. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Joe. Anyway, that'll be tonight on WGNS. And football this weekend.
Wow!
The Vols host Arkansas with new coach Petrino back. Interim coach Bobby Petrino. Vanderbilt's off. Titans are at Las Vegas, if you care. So that's this weekend. And
Viva, Viva,
Las Vegas. I was waiting. Yeah, he's not going to do it.
So
this
I like that at the end.
So we're gonna have
sounded like the chicken noise
viva,
he made earlier.
Viva Las Vegas.
worst show we've ever done?
Yes.
It may seem a little wilder.
We're giddy.
Why is that?
Because we're going to be off. We're
woo!
Giddy.
Woo!
We're having,
so we're dancing.
We're having vintage wake-up crew.
Well, these
leftovers.
Vintage leftovers.
The next 2 days have not been approved officially, but we're just not going to show up.
You mean you've gone against the management?
It's kind of rogue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for you.
Do you think they'll even know?
Well, without seeing me, of course. Maybe not you two guys, because I don't know that they see you.
We're usually gone, but they get
here. Yeah. Boy,
you mean even
you?
When we're right in front of them, they don't see us?
Well, I guess they do. I wanted to share a little something with you, a little Barrett family news. What is that sound?
I don't know.
A baby? It's a dog.
No.
It's a pigeon.
Pigeon.
Yeah. But I don't. That's not what a pigeon sounds like.
That these are actual pigeon sounds.
I didn't realize pigeons sounded so much like pigs being shot.
That's the sound.
Or an owl.
Yeah.
But Bobby has a pet pigeon. My daughter Bobby. And it's weird. She's found out a little bit about pigeons, but apparently there was a pigeon where they were at the business, and it was just walking around, and they took a blanket and put it on the pigeon. There is apparently a pigeon rescue group, so they called to find out what was going on, and apparently they have like pigeon races. You raise pigeons, you send them out, and if they come back, they're considered a good pigeon, and you can compete with these pigeons. But this pigeon apparently didn't find his way home. So now she has a pigeon and says, well, you know, and this is Bobby's childhood all wrapped in one. Pigeons do better in pairs, so we're getting another pigeon. And now there's a chicken coop that's now the place for the pigeons. So there's been a lot of pigeon talk with Bobby.
They have dogs, don't they?
Yes.
Is that a little scary for the pigeon to have, you know?
I don't know. She sent me a video one day last week of the pigeon eating out of her hand. So now they have to buy pigeon food. But this is every animal that Bobby ever saw. Oh, can we keep it?
Yeah, she's still doing that.
Uh-huh.
Except for her dog, who still lives with you.
Yeah, but now it's not my problem. So.
Except for, once again, her dog, who still lives with you.
Well, until 3 weeks, 3 weeks from now, she comes to the front door and leaves the pigeon there. You know, take care of him, Dad.
Well, we'll look for a good recipe.
Oh, city chicken. That's what they call them. The rats of the sky.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't know all of that about pigeons.
Well, you know, like carrier pigeons.
Right. I didn't know that they had competitions for that. And apparently there was a competition in Middle Tennessee, and so that's why the pigeon
pigeons
is here.
Used to be a big deal. Everybody had one.
It's the Pigeon Olympics, if you haven't heard of it.
I guess. Yeah. I guess it's an all-new thing. Random question straight ahead.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees stayed alive in the playoffs, coming back to beat top-seeded Toronto 9-6. New York trailed 6-1 early. Blue Jays still lead the best-of-five series 2-1. But Aaron Judge led the comeback in New York. 3 hits, 4 RBIs. He tied the game 6-6 in the fourth inning with a 3-run homer off the left field pole. Teammate Jazz Chisholm with a solo shot in the fifth got him the lead. Seattle's up 2-1 in its best-of-five division series after winning at Detroit 8-4. It was an 8-1 lead in the top of the ninth after a 2-run homer by Cal Raleigh. The Mariners hit 3 home runs in the game. The 2 National League Division Series each resume on Wednesday. In the NHL, season openers went to Florida, 3-2 over Chicago, and victories for Pittsburgh and Colorado. The Bengals acquired quarterback Joe Flacco from Cleveland. The Colts signed kicker Michael Badgley with Spencer Schrader injured.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources. Resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri-Park, celebrating 50 years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome back again to Random Questions, where we ask two guys from the radio station certain questions that some can answer, some can't. Here we go. Dalton and Brian are our participants today. When's the last time you cried in a movie?
I don't know. Movies are weird for me because a lot of times they make me tear up. I don't know about like full tears, but I tear up a lot at movies I shouldn't. Like I saw Migration and teared up a little bit. Like it's just, I don't know. Movies are just one of those weird things for me.
The movie with Robert Downey Jr. and he played, his dad was a judge.
Oh, yeah.
The Judge.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah. Okay.
His dad got cancer. Right. That one came at a weird... That was a special circumstance. That one... We saw that movie right after we found out... It was either after Grenade died or right after we found out he was sick.
Well, I think that was... Yeah, he passed away, I think. Mm.
What animal would you choose as a sidekick and why?
I'm going to go with a kangaroo. They just look weird and they have a pocket.
For a sidekick.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep Huey Lewis. He's my sidekick.
I think a dog or a horse.
Yeah.
You know, Lone Ranger had
or a horse-sized dog.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got, so.
What's one word or phrase that is way overused?
Literally gets on my nerves. That one's used a lot. You're like, oh, that's literally, that annoys me.
Mine's at the end of the day. A lot of people use that.
Yeah, that's...
I heard that the other day. Somebody said that it was on a talk show at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, Amy Strunk said it.
Amy is drunk?
Strunk.
Amy,
Amy Adams Strunk.
Yeah. I'm going to go with
Yeah, that's it. For you, it is. What's the most real-life romantic story you've ever heard?
I don't know. My parents' first date was at Far East. So.
Yeah, you don't have a lot to go on, do you, pal?
Candlelight. We had a nice candlelight dinner.
Yeah, and the power got shut off or something. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
No, she actually, the first time we went there, she choked on chicken. And the people were very concerned, and we... I don't think we got a meal. They were really concerned, though, that she was, because she ate something really spicy. She had their General's chicken, and it's spicy there, and it's not at a lot of places. And so.
You took her to the Far East on your first date.
Yeah.
Okay. What physical activity or sports could you defeat pretty much anyone at?
Ooh, not many. There are not many physical activities I can defeat anyone at.
Well, I mean, you could probably reach the top of the ceiling, which we couldn't.
I've got it. I am really good. I don't know if this is a feat, but I'm really good at giant Jenga. Because I play it a lot at church with the kids and whatever. So they will bust that out at my in-laws' family get-togethers and stuff. And I have never lost. I am really, really good at that game.
I'm going to say marathons.
What's the best concert you've... Now we're just lying. Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the best concert you've ever been to and why?
I haven't been to many concerts and I don't love live music, so I don't go to many concerts. So I don't know. I've been to like one or two ever and I don't remember who they were.
Good answer.
I haven't been to very many, but Garth Brooks was really awesome.
Yeah, you talk about that a lot, don't you?
Well, it's like I've been to two concerts, Garth Brooks and the Judds, and they were both at the Murphy Center.
Well, I've been to a lot of them. Mm. Got to say, Elvis, was the best one.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I mean, of course. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't it be great?
The Beach Boys were good. Chicago was good. Elton John was great.
Oh, I did go and see the Hank Williams Jr. at Starwood. I forgot about that
one. Okay, yeah.
That was an interesting experience.
We were there together. We didn't know we were, but we were there together. What are a few simple things that make your day better? What do you do during the day to make your... Just a little simple thing.
The biggest thing that's helped me and just my mood throughout the day is not waking up and immediately leaving the house. Having time to, instead of making my coffee to go, sit down, have a cup of coffee, take a shower, all
get up
things.
A little early.
Yes.
Which is something you've never done. Really.
No, not until a few years ago, but it just makes my day.
What about you, Brian? What are simple things that make your life better?
Well, to follow along with that, I'm kind of opposite. I jump out of bed and let's go. Let's get the day started. Fire myself up, you know?
How do you make friends as an adult?
I haven't figured it out. I think church plays a huge part in making friends as an adult, finding people who have similar interests than you and that kind of thing. Church helps a lot. I mean, it's not to be a plug or whatever, but
I haven't figured it out yet.
And that's random questions.
This is Kirk Bug with Parks Auction. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of Murfreesboro history, an elegant colonial estate with 5 bedrooms and 5.5 baths at 2251 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The auction will be October the 18th at 10 a.m. See you there.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, we made the right decision. We like everything about it, the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 on America's Thrift Stores presents The Wake Up Crew.
And we say happy birthday today to Harry Horn, Melissa Miller, Lucky Knott, Scott Keegan, Deb Insel, Garnett Jack, Jan Young, and Robin Nash.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com. Slick Pig Banana Pudding is on the line.
Wow. This show has taken a drastic turn today.
Way to go. You could have continued it.
Way to go, man.
It's NPR.
Well, it is the Wake Up Crew, and we're brought to you by America's Thrift Store. Stop on by now. You're going to have, you got a little time this week, maybe with fall break. You won't regret it. Go thrifting, save money, name brand items. You won't be disappointed. America's Thrift, 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. Traffic and weather now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 49. And then Thursday, sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. Still a bit busy over here on Briley Parkway southbound. It looks like it's in its cleanup stages on this last wreck. We had two separate ones over here on Briley Parkway. The last one's southbound at Ashland City Highway. Starting to really load up on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Stein Dental Care in Nashville, with over 355 star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A serious safety investigation is underway in nearby Coffee County, where a middle school student is accused of making verbal threats towards classmates and the school. Coffee County Director of Schools Scott Hargrove stated that once the threats were reported, school staff swiftly notified the Coffee County Sheriff's Department. Under the district's zero-tolerance policy, the incident is being treated with the utmost seriousness. Families of those named in the threats have been informed, though specifics remain confidential due to privacy concerns. Hargrove reassured parents that all Coffee County schools remain safe and emphasized the importance of talking with students about the severe consequences of such behavior. He also extended gratitude to Sheriff Chad Parton and his team for their rapid response. Meanwhile, back home in Rutherford County, the Smyrna Police Department is asking for the public's assistance following a bold theft at the local Kohl's store. On September 26th, two suspects reportedly made off with a cart full of Ninja brand slushy machines, valued at approximately $350 each, by exiting through an emergency door without paying. The female suspect was seen wearing athletic-style clothing, eyeglasses, and an Apple Watch with tattoos visible on her arms and legs. Her male accomplice wore a maroon t-shirt and gray shorts. The pair fled the Smyrna scene in a silver sedan. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact Detective Andrew Schaefer at the Smyrna Police Department. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. Whether you're in the drive-thru, getting your first cup of coffee, or walking the dog, be sure to stay informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So, I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Name that tune.
It is time for Name That Tune.
Here's the rules. The tune will start. We will answer song, year, artist. That's it. That's the rules.
Man, that's hard.
You don't have to name them all, but we'll try to get as many as we can. Let's go. Let's put our first song on. Let's see what it is.
Name That Tune.
Respect, Aretha Franklin.
Like a fool, no, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Wait a minute.
I wondered if your love still
strong. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yeah. Baby. 1971.
1970.
Ah.
Off by a year. Good choice, though.
Great word. Name that tune.
This sounds newer.
Yeah.
Not much of a hint there.
Ah, maybe if they start singing, I can get the artist.
In a white room.
Oh no, it's old.
With black curtains near the station.
I don't know this one. I've never heard this before.
Black heard it.
Country, no gold payments,
shades of white. Shades of pale, maybe.
Do you know the artist?
That's who I'm thinking it is.
Oh.
Is that the name of the song?
No.
Oh.
You want me to just give it to you?
Yeah.
1968, Cream.
Yes.
White Room.
Eric Clapton.
Oh, is
he
right?
He was with Cream, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's Eric Clapton actually singing that.
Name That Tune.
Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history.
What a Wonderful World, 1963.
Wonderful World, 1960, Sam Cooke.
60. I think he died before 1963, actually.
Name That Tune.
It's almost like it's a disappointment if I don't get all three of them. Oh, here we go. This is Dalton's.
This is
the Ramones.
I don't know.
The Ramones.
I'm gonna guess a year. And that's gonna be my contribution. I'm gonna guess 98.
Okay.
99, Bowling for Soup. Girl, All the Bad Guys Want.
I never would have gotten that one. That's
not me either.
I almost guessed Bowling for Soup because that's what it sounds like, but
Name That Tune.
Let It Be, Beatles, 1971. Yep.
Wow.
Or 70.
Dick, right on the money.
70 or 71?
70.
How about that?
Look at you.
That's very impressive.
I named that tune in three notes.
Comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
That's iconic.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great song.
Name That Tune.
Mr. Tambourine Man, The Byrds, 1964.
65, but yes. You're really good at this.
I'm on a roll.
All right, let's see what's next.
Name That Tune.
Jump.
This one's you. What year?
This is your era.
I can't remember the artist.
Van Halen.
Yep, Van Halen. Van Halen. Jump. 85.
84. Yeah, 84. Good one. Good one,
Brian. Name That Tune.
Like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it.
I don't know
it,
who sings this.
I like to move it, move it.
I know I heard like it a billion times.
Yeah. I like to move it, move it.
That's gonna be 80s too, wouldn't you think? Like 88 maybe?
I'm not
I like
sure.
to move it.
93.
Yeah.
Reel to reel. I like to move it. The name of that song. Let's see. We got time for one more. Let's see if we can get
name
it.
Name That Tune.
Man.
What's the name?
Oh, gosh.
Ah.
Talk about it. I wish I hadn't cheated. Talk about it.
What is it?
It's Funky Town.
Yeah.
Funky Town by Lips Incorporated, 1980. There you
go. That is Name That Tune.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 7:42 as we say goodbye to this Wednesday edition. Episode 1759 is in the books. Episode 1760 of The Real Deal comes up on Monday as we have a couple of vintage leftover episodes for you tomorrow. 70s tomorrow, 80s on Friday. Hope you'll join us, presented by America's Thrift Stores, 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, where you'll find them. Madison Armstrong, congratulations, our good neighbor of the day. SRM Concrete, good neighbor of the day, for being a great friend and coworker. Madison receiving flowers, a beautiful bouquet from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Hope that brightens up your day, Madison, like you do for your friends and coworkers. WGNS has been doing the good neighbor of the day, I think, since the station went on the air, to be honest with you. So proud to partner with SRM Concrete. This SRM Concrete Good Neighbor Spotlight, presented by them, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who keep Rutherford County strong. Now, it's up to you to let us know who should be good neighbor of the day. So you can help us out. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. And when you get the reply, just tap on the link, fill out the info, click submit, you're done. That's really how easy it is. Or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those to us here at the gigantic G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What sound does the chicken's phone make?
I don't know what.
Wing, wing. Wing, wing.
Replay. That joke was not very good, but it was better than yesterday.
Hello, I'm a chicken.
You have to look at the bright side of it. You weren't as good as you normally are, but you were a lot better than yesterday.
Well, our studio audience is doubled over in laughter.
Our studio audience is thinking, why do I listen to this show?
Well, it's not because of this.
Wow.
That was hurtful.
Yeah.
I'm protesting this segment.
What have we learned today?
We ranked the top fast food French fries according to allrecipes.com, ranked on crispiness, freshness, and saltiness.
And a tie for first with McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yeah. That was a surprise for me.
Wendy's was.
Yeah.
Wendy's fries are thicker.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like the skinnier fries.
Does it make you feel like you're eating healthier when you eat a skinny French fry?
No.
It doesn't me.
They just always
seem to... I like Red Robin.
Red Robin's got a good fry.
Their steak fry.
Yeah.
I like a steak fry.
I think Red Robin's is one of the best with their sauce they have.
They have a red pickle relish or something, red tomato relish, something weird. And that's what I always get.
I've never been able to figure that one out or find it. I've never had it.
It's on one of their burgers, and I get that burger with a side of the relish.
Yeah, it's not an Uber Eats option.
Well,
Jack Brown's French fries are pretty good too.
Jack Brown's French fries are very good.
Mm-hmm.
They're crinkle, right?
Yep. I love a crinkle. A good crinkle cut French fry.
If I go to a place and they have a choice between regular fries and sweet potato fries, though, I choose the sweet potato fries.
Yeah, of course you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
I think they're good.
No, a lot of people love sweet potato fries. They're just not for me.
I don't. A sweet potato fry with a hamburger, no. I can eat them with a steak or something.
Like grilled chicken? Yeah. They're real good?
Yeah. But not with a hamburger. Come on, man.
I enjoy it.
And apparently Jack Brown's are some of the best, I have heard.
Yeah, they're really good.
But I haven't gotten them because I like the regular French fries.
This is our last misrepresented song lyric. 99 Left Balloons. L-U-F-T. That's a little Nina for you there. And have a good day. Enjoy the rest of the week. We will. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow and Friday. We'll be here in spirit. We'll see you Monday for another Wake Up Crew live edition.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Some cloudiness in the region early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 49. And then Thursday sunny and highs warm into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.